Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired profiles Kansas City rockers Inlike and their forthcoming CD. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to another edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at Rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. Today, we're taking a break from our two-week Best of 2010 series to showcase yet another Kansas City band called Inlike, who are on the verge of releasing their debut CD in the coming year. I'm blown away by the fact that how young this band is, just a cut below drinking age, but they're making it happen, and it's truly inspiring. I had a chance to speak with lead singer Cassie McCall and guitarist Wes Nelson of Inlike, and you'll get to hear that in just a few minutes. From their forthcoming CD, here is Inlike with Breathe.
I'm filled with too much air to say. Do
From their forthcoming CD, that was In Like with Breathe. Check the band out at Facebook. You can find the link at the bottom of this page. Rockwired spoke with Cassie McCall and Wes Nelson of In Like over the phone, and here's how the interview went.
Well, with the talk about the formation of this band. How did it begin?
Well, Carly and I were going to the Paul Green School of Rock for a few years, and then we met Alec there too, and then we needed a guitar player, so we put an ad up on Craigslist and found Wes.
So, wow, you guys actually went to the School of Rock?
Yeah.
Wow. Talk about that experience.
It was really awesome. We all three got to go on the Midwest All-Star Tour, which was really awesome. It was a good experience. So, it was really, really good.
Well, just going by what I've read and what I've been able to find online, I think you guys are probably one of the younger bands that I've ever interviewed. So, and one of the questions that I usually ask is, how did music begin for you? But, you know, and I know you guys are young, so I'll just let both of you tell me how.
Well, for me, I started singing when I was about 5, because I did not like instruments. So it just came the easiest for me. Wes?
I started about when I was 16. I just started diddling around on an acoustic guitar, and I really liked it, and it just sort of progressed from there.
I see. And you guys have an album or out, or is it on the verge of being released? Talk about the status of the album.
Right now it's in the works. Where you just got to get all the fine print done and mastering and everything, and then it should be good.
I see.
We've been recording in Nashville with a producer named Michael Wagner, and he's produced Ozzy Osbourne, Skid Row. He mixed Master Puppets by Metallica, so he's a pretty important character, so we're hoping that, you know, something will come of that. So.
Well, it's great to have that kind of support.
Mm-hmm. He's an awesome guy.
Well, since the album sounds like it's more in its finishing stages, then how do you guys feel about the near end result? How do you guys feel about it? It's your first album.
So far, it sounds really awesome. It's very extreme. Like we've got really slow, soft songs, and then we've got some of our heavier songs on there. So I think it'll really show people the different sides to us, because we don't play some of our softer stuff at shows because it's not as energetic, so people really get to hear different sides of us for this CD.
And how about you, sir?
I'm actually pretty proud of it. At first, you know, you sort of listen back, and as a musician, you're like, oh, I should have done that, I shouldn't have done that. But, like, now I'm listening to it in my car, and it sounds really, really good, and I'm really happy about it.
I see. Talk about the musical influences for both of you.
Wes, you want to do yours?
mine was more of, I don't know, I was more influenced by my dad and more of his classic rock growing up. Like, he gave me a ZZ Top CD as my first CD, and I just sort of progressed through there in the Van Halen stage, and I've just sort of moved into the more modern rock type thing.
And I was actually influenced by country, because I sang that until I was like, well, like right before, and like I just decided to do rock, so I've pretty much had country influences.
And talk about what sort of, you know, brought you from country to rock music. What was it about rock music that made you want to go there?
It's a lot more fun. Like, you can't really fling your hair around and sing about some of the stuff that I get to sing about doing rock. So country was a little more safe.
I see. And this question kind of goes out to both of you. I mean, either one of you can jump in with this one, but talk about the rest of the band and what it is you think each of them brings to the table, not just musically, but personality-wise, that sort of makes this band work.
We've got a ton of different elements to our band, which is, sometimes it's bad and it's also good, because we honestly have no idea what genre we even are, because we've got Wes, who is, you know, kind of old school. Can I say that?
Sure.
He's old school. And then I'm kind of country, pretending that I'm rock. And then Carly's, like, funky, and she likes to slap and stuff like that. And then Alec is... I don't know what Alec is. He's a drummer.
Alec's more of just an all-around good musician.
Yeah,
he's a good guitarist. He's a good drummer. He has a good ear.
Let me see. Given the band's age, I mean, I'm assuming, you know, barely 21, if at all. Am I right or am I wrong?
Yeah.
Wes is
21.
Rest of us a little.
Okay, I see. So what kind of challenges does that pose for the band in terms of gigging and things like that, if any?
It is... actually pretty challenging, because a lot of the good venues around here are 21 and up only, and if they let us in, then we can't bring majority of our fans. Wes is the only one that can really bring people, and then, like, our parents can come, you know, so it is a challenge. So we're waiting for the day that we're all 21.
I see. And but in the meantime, how do you get around it? I mean, are there alternate venues to play or things like that, or...
Well, you know, over time, at first when we first started out, it was really hard to get shows at places that were 21 and up. But over time, I think we've gotten a good enough name for ourselves that we are getting in a lot more venues now. And it's working better with us, but we still, I don't know, we still have our problems at certain venues.
Yeah, or we just ask the venue if we can play. Like, some venues are, they're all ages until 10 o'clock, so we just play before then, and then all our people can come. And
check out In Like at facebook.com. From their forthcoming CD, here is In Like once again with Not So Bad.
Every moment with you is a breath of fresh air, taking me away with you anywhere. No, you're afraid, I am too, but fear can bring us down now when I'm with you. I'm with you. You've given me a new light, the warmth of your smile, making my heart go that extra mile. Sometimes I'd like to tell you how I'm feeling inside, with lack of time I cannot confide. You're everything I've ever wanted. You're everything I never had. You're everything I've ever dreamed of. That smile driving me mad. The only one that's made me realize love's not so bad. Love's not so bad. I'm feeling so many things. Scare me to death, and they're growing stronger with every breath. This could be it, but they all talk about an amazing feeling I can't do without. You're everything I never wanted. You're everything I never had.
Love's not.
listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at rockwired.com. Musical aptitude since 2005. Rockwired.com proudly presents the December Artist of the Month, Circle Down, and their EP, Mobius. Combining the grit of metal and the pulsating rhythm of hip-hop, Circle Down creates a one-of-a-kind rock and roll punch that kicks your ass in the next week with rockin' slammin' jams such as Half Step, Ashes Falling, and Crash. Tough times call for tough people, and years of rough starts has only made this band even tougher. This is rock and roll. This is Circle Down and their EP Mobius, Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Visit Circle Down at www.circledown.com. Cast your vote for the Rockwired Artist of the Month. This month's nominees are Sweet Kiss Mama, Brandon McHose, La Cat, The Jesus Rehab, The Matt Burke Band, Kelly Lee Evans, and 49 Stones. Vote for your favorite artist right here at rockwired.com. Polls will close on New Year's Eve and the winner is announced on January 3rd. You can only vote once, so make your vote count right here at rockwired.com. Musical aptitude since 2005. Coming soon to rockwired.com, a show that will change the way you think about the music industry. Rockwired Media presents Rock and Trade Weekly Report, a show all about the business of rock and roll. Join us as we profile some of the top entrepreneurs in the industry and shine a light on the issues facing music making today. The Rock and Trade Weekly Report, coming in January to rockwired.com. You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at rockwired.com. Musical aptitude since 2005. Welcome back to Rockwired Radio Profiles right here at rockwired.com. Today we're giving it up for a band of young rockers who call themselves In Like, who are on the verge of releasing their debut album in the coming year. Rockwired spoke with lead singer Cassie McCall and guitarist Wes Nelson about their forthcoming release. Here's how the rest of the interview went.
Explain, if it can be explained, the songwriting process. How do you guys go about it?
Usually Wes, we'll have something down already, or I'll have something down, and it's usually Wes and I writing the basis of the song.
Yeah.
Because I'll have some lyrics, and then he'll have a little guitar part, and then he'll just play it, and I'll start singing along to it. So, and then we bring it to the band, and they put in their little sparkles. And
yeah, it's almost like we do the outline, and then everyone else makes sense what it is.
Yeah.
I see. And how did you guys hook up with your producer in Nashville?
You go ahead.
You know, it was an odd thing because Alec actually records bands for a living. And he, for a graduation present, he got to go down and sit in while he recorded. And he ended up liking us and asked us to come down. And our business relationship has just grown from there.
I see. Oh, well, wow, I didn't even think about this other question. I want the, Casey, to talk about your guitarist here. What do you think he brings to the plate that makes it work?
Not much. first off, his hair. I don't know if you've seen pictures of us, but that kind of, people are like, oh, that's, you know, that's Wes, and I'm like, he's got hair. But, he's really, really grown as a guitarist since we've been together, and has gotten a lot better at songwriting and knows almost everything about my voice and what I need to write with and my range, so he knows where to write songs at, and it's gotten our chemistry has gotten really, really good songwriting-wise and stage presence-wise, and it's awesome.
And Wes, how about Cassie here?
I think what she brings to this is she has really, really good and relatable lyrics. I mean, a lot of people relate a lot to her lyrics, and that's the thing we hear the most, and just her vocal abilities are great. So, I mean, it just helps really add to the band.
And are there any plans for music videos for any of the songs? I mean, anything like that, or...
When we get a giant bag of money, we will definitely do that.
I see.
I think right now we just don't want to do something halfway.
Yeah.
If we do it, we want to do it all the way, and that takes a little bit more money than we have to spend right now.
Yeah.
I see. What do you guys? So, what do your parents think about the about this career path that you guys are on? Are they concerned at all, or?
They're extremely supportive. All of our families have put down money for us to do certain things, and they're at every show, and they're extremely supportive.
What would you guys like to do next musically in terms of a recording? I mean, you know.
More of it. I don't know, this is our first CD, so once we see how people react to it, then we'll see what we should do next.
I see. And what would each of you like a person to come away with after they've heard this forthcoming CD?
I think that I would want them to come away with almost a feeling of relating to the song. A lot of the songs Cassie writes about relationships and everything, and I think that relates to every person, and I think that's the biggest thing in songs, when you hear it and you relate to it, and it sticks with you, you know.
How about you, Cassie?
Yeah, I definitely agree with Wes. I don't write if specific situation in my life. I try not to say it that way, and I make it so that anybody can mold the lyrics to what they're going through in their life, because that's the sole reason that I listen to music, is to hear somebody else's perspective from a situation I'm going through. So when you can play a CD and find your life in those lyrics, then that's awesome. So that's the object.
Check out In Like at facebook.com. From their forthcoming CD, here is In Like once more with Forgive Me.
It's been 6 months since you were mine. I've got this empty box waiting time. I can bring myself to abandon the thought of your forgiveness from the last time we fought. Trying, you're all I
going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Cassie McCall and to Wes Nelson of Enlike for their time and their music. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Musical aptitude since 2005.
Mattresses are gray with years. I'm passing out in our street clothes. Now the hard times are behind us, but let's not be alone.